I was born on my father's farm north of Bethany in Harrison County, Missouri, February the 1st, 1901.
So you grew up your first 16 years on the farm?
No.
Tell me where you were then.
I was born on that farm in Bethany, but my father bought land in western Oklahoma and was to send a man to accompany a box carload of horses to this farm. And I persuaded him to let me make the journey to Oklahoma, which I did at the age of 15. While I was there, the cashier of the bank was visiting his family in Texas and decided not to come back. And I took the job at the age of 15 as the cashier of this small bank. Very small, was a capitalization of $10,000.
And then, so you were, where were you when you were 16 when you enlisted in the service, right?
I stayed in Oklahoma until we declared war on Germany, and I went to the first recruiting station in Wichita, Kansas, where I gave my age as 18 and was told by the Marine Corps sergeant that I had to be 21. I visited my grandmother, who was living with my uncle and aunt in Larned, Kansas, where they owned the bank. And I came back a week or so later, and I had gave my age as 21. The night sergeant said he was gave me an examination, which I could pass. But he said, "I'm sorry, but you're just not heavy enough." So I went elsewhere. I went to the Navy, and they told me I was flat-footed. Then I realized that I had to go elsewhere. I took the train to Oklahoma City, where I had the same results with the Navy and the Marine Corps. But the captain, Army captain, said that I needed a birth certificate. I explained that when I was born in Missouri, birth certificates were not part of public records. That didn't come until 1910. So he accepted that and sent me to Fort Logan, Colorado, to be sworn into the service.
The Army.
In the Army. Regular Army. And in the regular Army, you have a choice of branch of service. And the old sergeant explained to me that if I wanted to get to France in a hurry to join the ambulance service, which the French were begging for, I applied, and they sent me to Fort Riley, Kansas, for training. I went through a course of training. December 1917, I went overseas on the Carpathia, the ship that came to the rescue of the Titanic on April 5th, 1912. I was a small boy, but I did read the newspapers, and it was world knowledge, the sinking of the Titanic. Aboard the Titanic, the Carpathia, the ship that came to the rescue, some of the officers and several of the men had been aboard when they made the famous rescue, and they were not averse to discussing it. So I gave my knowledge of history. When it went in December 1917.
So when did you arrive in France?
We arrived in Glasgow, Scotland. An exact time, no, I don't know, but arrived in Glasgow, Scotland, December 1917. They sent us to Winchester, which all ships, British ships, would go to Winchester, England, where they would await sufficient men to form a shipload across channel to France. Well, there was a unit of the 6th Marines in Winchester, and they were anxious to get to France. And they outranked us. My group was about 100 men. They went to France, and we were told to remain in Winchester. Eventually, I got to France. After which, I went as an escort to a man who was left behind from his unit, an officer, and he needed someone to escort him. I took that job.
Were you his driver?
Well, some of the time I was a driver. Some of the time I worked under the carpool. I drove ambulance, drove a Ford motor car with special passengers. Not everybody had a Jeep those days.
Right. When you were driving ambulance, did that require you to go up like near the front lines to get?
I wasn't near the front lines. Knew all about it, of course, but had been there. I spent a total of 2 years in Europe in World War I. After the armistice, I was attached to a prisoner of war escort company returning prisoners to Germany, and came home in December 1919. And I met General Pershing when he made the obligatory trip around the country in January, February 1920.
You met Pershing?
Oh, yes.
How was he?
He is the top general, I'll tell you. I've read several lives of General Pershing, and I know that we didn't have anybody equivalent of Pershing. Some of the generals might smile at him, smile better, and be more satisfactory, but they're not the people that could meet the British and the French generals with their high rank and experience.